From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel's prime minister is meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in New York. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeking to reassure the administration, which has been looking for a way to revive the peace process. We get details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
During a brief photo opportunity, Prime Minister Netanyahu said he and Secretary Clinton are talking about ways to continue talks to reach, as he put it, a historic agreement with the Palestinians.
We also hope to broaden it to many other Arab countries. So this is our common goal. We're quite serious about doing it, and we want to get on with it.
Direct talks broke down over the issue of Israeli settlement building. Just this week, Clinton criticized Israel for announcing new housing plans in a sensitive area of Jerusalem. She didn't speak publicly about that in New York today, saying only she and Netanyahu are talking about how to move forward. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
An attack by militants in a high-security zone in Karachi today left at least 15 people dead and as many as 100 others injured. Officials are calling the attack the first major assault against a government target outside Pakistan's northwestern tribal area in some time. Half a dozen militants were able to penetrate the security zone and attack the police compound with a hail of gunfire that was followed by a massive car bomb explosion. Passengers aboard the cruise ship Carnival Splendor are arriving back on dry land. The more than 950-foot cruise liner, which was left powerless and adrift following an engine fire earlier this week, is now back in San Diego. Passengers and crew spent 3 days and nights with only limited food, backed up toilets and dark cabins after the vessel lost power, something Tom Fisher, a passenger on the ship, says he won't forget anytime soon.
This is our first time. It can't be any worse than this.
Fire disabled the ship's propulsion system, leaving it floating off the coast of Mexico. It had to be towed to San Diego. Foreclosure activity fell in October, down 4% from the month before. That's according to the firm Realty Track. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, home repossessions, the final step in the process, fell even more dramatically.
The nation's lenders had been on pace to take back more than a million homes this year. Then came the robo-signing scandal, where some bank employees admitted signing legal documents without verifying their accuracy. Some of the biggest lenders, Bank of America, GMAC, and Chase, announced they would delay or halt foreclosures while they examined their procedures. Realty Track Vice President Rick Sharga says, as a result, home repossessions dropped 9% from the month before.
It seems like the drop-off was due almost exclusively to temporary delays imposed on the lenders and servicers themselves to get their paperwork in order after the robo-signing scandal.
Still, more than 93,000 homes were taken back by lenders in October. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Lackluster earnings from big tech firms, including network and giant Cisco, weighed on the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 73 points today. You're listening to NPR. The sound of military drums at Arlington National Cemetery near Washington today, where members of the U.S. Marine Corps participated in a wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Among those on hand, Vice President Joe Biden, who addressed those who've served in the past and those who continue to serve.
As a nation, we pause today to thank the more than 23 million surviving veterans who have so bravely and faithfully protected our freedom.
Vice President was joined by Secretary of Veterans Affairs and incoming House Speaker John Boehner. President Obama, who is in South Korea at the G20 summit, also spoke to military personnel there to mark the holiday. Elsewhere in the U.S., Americans are also giving thanks to the millions of military veterans who've served their country. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio has details.
Veterans Day began as a way to remember those who served in the First World War. Most of the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen who've returned home since then have been men. But that's changing. More than 250,000 women have served in Iraq and Afghanistan and supporting operations. Yolanda Mayo of Jacksonville, North Carolina, is a Marine reservist who's been to Iraq 3 times.
There's hundreds out there just like me. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, they're all there. I think it's just important that we remember Veterans Day. It's one of those holidays that people think of it as, it's a government holiday, we got the day off. But it's a lot more than that.
Mayo joined the Marines in the early 1980s when there were few women in the ranks. She says she's proud there are more these days. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.
Crude oil futures closed unchanged at $87.81 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.